Welcome to today's episode of Dylan's vlog and podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Today, I'm going to talk about what is the difference between profit and revenue. And I have a confession to make. I take for granted that the individuals that I'm talking to every day, the business owners, the entrepreneurs that I interact with, have a really good working knowledge of profit and revenue. But it turns out that they don't. I finished meeting with somebody over coffee who's looking at purchasing a business, and it was brought to my attention that notwithstanding their particular background, which, you know, they've got an education, they've spent some time learning some stuff, but they were still struggling to really understand the concepts behind revenue and profit. And so there's like the mathematical concept, revenue, profit, but then there's the practical concept of what both of those things are, both of those terms are, both of those ideas. And what I've come to also appreciate is that entrepreneurs don't really want to be super nerdy about the math. They're not very interested in the calculations and the ratios and all this sort of technical work that goes into defining revenue and profit. What they generally are interested in is they want to understand the concepts or the ideas behind it. Because the math, not everyone gets math easily. But most entrepreneurs do understand their business, and if you can give them concepts to work with, that generally I have found is more helpful by giving examples or stories than going through the specific math. There's lots of different people that can help you with the math. That's not what the intent of today's episode is, not to help you with the math. I'll do a little bit of math so that we can use examples, but really what I'm trying to do is share with you what I've learned about what these concepts mean to me as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, and how it impacts what I do in my businesses every single day. So real quick, let's just do the math part, okay? So bear with me. It may not be your favorite part, but let's figure it out anyway. Revenue is how much income, how much money your business brings in the front door by selling its products or offering its services to the marketplace. Then you subtract all of your costs, everything you can think of. Yep, the staples, yep, the rent, yep, the payroll, all the stuff. And what's left after all of that is profit. So revenue minus costs equals your profit. Now there's gross margin and net margin, and there's all sorts of nerdy math, but that's not what we're going to get into in this episode. What we're going to talk about are what both of these things represent so that as you get into the nerdy math with your accountant, your controller, your bookkeeper, or your financial advisor, or someone like me over coffee because you're thinking about buying a business, you can have a productive conversation about what you need to be doing in your business to change the results. So the first thing with revenue is revenue generally tells you how well the sales and marketing engine in your business is working. Marketing, how well are we getting our message to the marketplace en masse? That's a one-to-many exercise. One, our business, to many, the marketplace. Sales refers to how well are you doing on a one-to-one basis? How well are you building relationships with your customers? Our company to one customer. Marketing and sales are what generate your revenue. So a couple of things to think about. How many customers do you have? What's the average sale per customer? How many sales do you end up getting per customer? Because as you talk to the people that can help you work out the math that will help you put together your business plan or your strategy or to help fix your business or turn it around, as you move your way through the cash flow quadrant from struggling to adjusting to growing to investing, these are the sorts of numbers that you're always going to want to have access to so that you can figure out as an owner, what are the tactics and strategies you need to put in place to get yourself to the next quadrant as quickly as possible? So revenue refers to how well is the sales and marketing engine in my business working? How much money is coming in the front door from customers who want our product or our services? Okay, so that represents, that's the revenue side of the equation. And then just some key features are how many customers during a period of time, what was the average sale per customer, and then most importantly, how many sales per customer do you get? And even within just those three questions, there's so much to break open. But those pieces of information you should have when trying to figure out the difference between revenue and profit. So revenue refers to how well is the sales and marketing engine in my business working, and here's some of the metrics I can be looking at. Now, at the end of the line, the caboose, end of the train, whatever you want to, however you want to describe it, profit refers to, if you remember from our equation, revenue minus costs equals profit. That's the math. But the practical application is profit tells you how well does my business operate. Okay, so revenue refers to how well does the sales and marketing engine in my business work? How well are we getting our message to the market? How well are we building relationships with individuals who want our product or our service? Profit refers to how well do we operate? And so a couple of things that you might want to figure out is, what is our profit per customer? What is the trend of our profit? If I look over the last 9 weeks, 90 days, 3 years, whatever it is, what is the trend of profit? Because profit means that the money is coming in the front door. We then have to do whatever it is we do as a business to deliver our product or our service to our customers. And then whatever is left over at the end of the day, that's our profit. That represents how well we operate. And overall, it's telling you how much value are you providing the market. Now, if you've listened to a previous episode, and I'll put it the link in the show notes. In fact, I'm going to make a little note of it here on my journal. 80% of the business gets done by 20% of the companies in the marketplace, or the old 80-20 rule. And go back and watch that episode, watch that video or listen to that episode, because it highlights a little bit of what I'm about to speak to. So between revenue and profit, you get a pretty good sense of how much value does our business provide to the marketplace, because chances are very, very good that your business fits into the 20% of the market that is fighting, or the 80% of the market that is fighting to get 20% of the customers. So the 80-20 rule means that 80% of the business gets done by 20% of the companies, and then the remaining 20% of the market gets done by 80% of the companies. And that's why if you were to sit down 10 companies that all operated in the same marketplace, you would probably find that most of them all look the same. Their revenue is roughly the same. Their profit is probably the same. And that's because everyone does the same thing the same way. And that's not bad. There are many businesses out there that do very, very well on that simple premise. However, the intent of these episodes is to help you figure out how to generate more cash for your business, ultimately by figuring out things like, what is revenue as a concept? What is profit as a concept? How do I use those concepts to develop tactics and strategies to ultimately generate more cash in my business? So let's reverse engineer this a little bit. If your business is not profitable, go to the cash flow quadrant. You're probably a struggling business, or you're a business that is adjusting with maybe a market reality or a significant change, or something has happened. So if your business isn't generating profit, then you have to figure out, why are we not generating profit? Do we not operate well? It's a very simple question to ask. It's an honest question. You might think that you are the best provider of a product or service in your marketplace, but if you're intellectually honest about it, you probably aren't. And if you are, you should be able to articulate why you are. And if you truly were, then you would be profitable. So it sort of becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, if you will. So if your business isn't profitable, then chances are you're not a great operator. But there's also an argument to be made that there might not be anything to operate on, as it were, because if your sales and marketing engine isn't bringing customers in the door, then there's nothing for your operations to manage. I've often said, as a business leader, as an entrepreneur, as an owner, most folks in my position consider the risks that they take on, all the effort that goes into providing their people with good work, and their people should be happy to have a job. Well, I just simply don't share that philosophy. I think that a business is built because everyone is equal at the table. Everyone just has a different role and different responsibilities. And as a leader, my job is to support people, because whether they're sales, whether they're marketing, whether they're operations, there is nothing for me to contribute to if none of those people show up every day to do their job. So in the same way, there is no profit to talk about. There is nothing, there are no operations to manage if, in fact, you are not able to do a good job marketing and selling the products or services that your business offers. So that means revenue. There's no profit. Could be because there's no revenue, or if there is revenue but there's no profit, then that probably means you have an operational problem. But if you have profit, but it's very minor, and you operate very, very well, it turns out that maybe you need to put some effort into sales and marketing, figure out how to drive revenue. So the purpose of this episode wasn't so much to talk about the math behind the difference between profit and revenue, but rather the concept. Because what is the difference between profit and revenue? Profit represents how well do we operate. Revenue represents how well do we sell and market our products or our services. So now, as a business owner, when you're sitting down to figure out how to get through the cash flow quadrant, again, check out the show notes. There's a link there that will explain what that is. As you're trying to put together your tactics and your strategies with this idea in your mind that you can't save money to grow revenue, and you can't necessarily sell more just to generate more profit if you're a terrible operator, because if you're not profitable with 100 customers, chances are you will be less profitable with 1,000 customers. And if that catches you off guard and that doesn't make any sense, I'll let you think about it for a minute. Your business has to be profitable with the revenue that is coming in. And if there's no possible way that it can be profitable with the revenue that's coming in, then chances are you need to focus on generating more revenue. However, my goal wasn't to get you stuck on the formula. We all know revenue minus costs equals profit. What I was more concerned about was trying to articulate what I've learned about revenue and profit and how I use it in my portfolio of businesses. Revenue screams to me, how well do we sell and how well do we market what it is we are doing? If the trend per, you know, how many customers do we have? If that number is an upward trend, that's good. If the average sale per customer is upward, that's good. If the number of sales per customer is upward, then that's good. If any of those three things aren't happening, then I usually begin to focus and zero in on how come, what happened. Why are we not gaining more customers? Or if our customers, like we've sort of reached the peak of how many customers we can serve, are we increasing our average sale per customer? Or are we increasing the number of sales that we do? So that understanding that revenue reflects sales and marketing helps me to better understand how do I work with the resources that I have and the tools that I have to generate a better result. Now, on the other side, what profit is telling me is how well do we operate? And if the profitability trend is not upward, then I have to figure out why. And a lot of entrepreneurs immediately jump to saying, well, I'm less profitable because I'm generating less revenue. In some cases, that may be the case. But in other cases, I have learned by working in my own businesses, as well as working for other entrepreneurs to either help them purchase a business, to help them turn around a business, I've learned that that isn't necessarily true. What I have learned is that entrepreneurs and business owners generally will just hire people to do work because they misinterpret that the revenue they're generating and the opportunities, their sales and marketing is working really, really well. And all we need to do is just throw more people at the problem. But that rarely solves anything. What you need is you need a process, you need systems, you need people, you need a repetitive way of doing things. And when I look at profit, it tells me how well am I operating and what's the trend for our profit? Is it going up? Is it going down? And again, I'm not getting nerdy about, you know, gross margin versus net margin. We'll cover that in another episode. Whatever you want to look at, the gross margin or the net margin, profit is profit. What did we generate from sales and marketing efforts? What did our team have to manage and what's left? And that is how I use profit and revenue to help guide my actions. There's certainly the math, and the math is important, but conceptually, it's more important to understand what those two things are telling you about your business. And these are the principles that I've come to appreciate by being in the trenches and figuring this out firsthand. Revenue means how well does the sales and marketing engine in our business work? Profit tells me how well is the operational piece working in our business. And when I think of it in that type of a context, I'm able to execute on tighter tactics and better strategies to get the results that I want. And hopefully, in listening to this, there's something for you to consider now. When you think about the levers in your business that you have to push and pull on to get the results you're looking for, revenue and profit are two very important levers that can be pushed and pulled depending on how well you A, address your sales and marketing activities, and B, take care of the operational end of your business. What you'll notice I have not discussed in this episode is your finance team. Because generally speaking, I have learned that most business owners will simply point at their finance team, their bookkeeper, their accountant, their controller, whomever, and say, hey, we're not profitable. It's your fault. And I just simply don't believe that that's true. I believe finance represents the final feedback loop to tell you how the operations and the sales and the marketing pieces of the business are doing. I believe marketing plus sales plus operations equals finance. I don't see it the other way. So I didn't spend a lot of time talking about that because I don't really think it's important. The concept of what's the difference between profit and revenue has more to do with sales and marketing and operations, and hopefully you found this as helpful as I have found it. So please make sure to subscribe, comment, send me a DM. Let's connect and talk about your business because I enjoy listening and hearing what other business owners are doing. It helps me be better at what I'm doing, and maybe in some small way I can contribute to what you're doing. So find a way to reach out, and if not, then make sure you tune in to the next episode.